some of the data that were collected, which in independent reviews were inadequate, in order that the campaign, if it's serious, because the permit has been granted and in several years' time it may progress to development. And so it's necessary, if the campaign is to be substantive, to understand fully all of the scientific environmental issues as to its next course of action.
And so what would taking legal action achieve for this group? And obviously someone like yourself, a former Attorney General and Chief Justice, you have, you're in a good position to talk us through the legal implications. But would this simply just be a way to stall the proceedings, stall the possibility of the project beginning?
It may do that. If all of these processes and compliances for a pre-informed consent is not adequate, in our opinion and in mind, to in a third world country like PNG, when government approves projects like this and ASINs and expedites issuing of permits and so on, the people often not fully informed and fully understand the implications. And so this is part of the process in our campaign, that our people fully understand the potential risks involved and it necessary to safeguard their rights in understanding this and give their consent, and that's fine. I think that's part of the process.
And what do you make, because obviously at the same time this group is threatening possible legal action, and as we've just discussed the implications of that, but as I said also in the introduction, Nautilus has announced again, and this is not the first time, that it is struggling to secure financing. What do you make of that, and do you think that will have any implications on the way things play out?
Well, this is the part of the strategy of the campaign that I have joined and have agreed to add my voice to it, that if we say to the international community and potential financiers that there are risks and our people are not fully supportive and they do not fully understand the processes and the risks that are involved in this, then it may cause them to, whoever the possible financiers are, to cause them to be hesitant in providing finance. And if that delays the project, then that's fine. We just need to ensure this is experimental project. It's the first in the world in our territorial waters, and I'm concerned in a third world developing country like ours, we've got so much difficulty in enforcement and compliances, and it's one of the last things we want to continue to happen. And so if this campaign causes financiers to be hesitant and the deadline for the project, securing finances to progress with the project, that's fine with us. The longer the better.
At the same time as all of this is happening as well, PNG, of course, does have a new government. There are new local MPs in the region that are going to be implicated in this project. People like Walter Schnaubelt, who's the MP for Namatanai, he says he's going to keep an open mind about seabed mining. What word do you have, and have you been meeting with any of these new MPs to gauge where they stand and whether they might be able to make a move and try and convince the government to change what is planned?
Yes, I know Walter. He was my immediate past party president. I'm a National Alliance former candidate, a politician, and the new member, returning member for New Ireland, Ian Lingstucky, I have talked with. I understand Walter Schnaubelt's position, and I hope that and Ian Lingstucky is supportive of my position, and I hope that going public and continuing to advocate the issues, I can have some further dialogue with Walter Schnaubelt, that caution, much more information for our people's full comprehension, and our leaders such as these two, and of course Sir Judith Shen, the governor, and in the whole of the Bismarck Sea bordering provinces, including mine in Madang, Manus, West and East New Britain, all the better. This needs to be delayed, in my opinion. It shouldn't happen in 2019. We need much, much more work. There's no legal framework in place. The policy is still on cabinet table. I'm familiar with that, and the proposed legislative amendments to the Mining Act to insert the deep sea mining and other mining policies. We actually put the cart before the horse in this one.